This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Rich Riley. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Rich is the CEO of Shazam, one of the most popular companies in technology and changing the world and music out there. Tell everyone from your perspective as CEO of Shazam what Shazam really is.
Yeah, Shazam is one of the world's most popular apps used by hundreds of millions of people around the world, primarily to identify music, to discover new songs, to learn about artists, to share music and lyrics and things like that. And we also partner with brands around the world to enable users to engage with brands and also with artists directly.
Talk about that. How do you partner with brands?
So we partner with brands to make things Shazamable.
So I like that name, Shazamable.
We've managed to take the word Shazam and turn it into a verb and a noun and every other part of speech. But we have actually had our logo put on many hundreds of millions of things, from Coke bottles to Kit Kat bars to cereal boxes, and you can Shazam those things, and we can deliver an experience on behalf of the brand, whether that's a game or video experience or an augmented reality experience. And so it's a clever way for a brand to engage users and to turn printed things or packaging into a source of engagement. And then we also do the traditional display advertising, and we also Shazam-enabled TV spots and things like that. So a lot of fun work with brands around the world.
Well, let's say we've got 600,000 CEOs listening in now, and one of them wants their brand somehow connected to the ubiquitous community of Shazam and the whole experience. How do they go about doing that?
So we have teams around the world that represent us and work with leading ad agencies and brands, and are happy to engage in brainstorms around how to use the platform and drive engagement and Shazam enable whatever it is they want people to have a kind of one-touch access to from their mobile phone.
Let's go back to 1999. And later we'll talk about Shazam, 1999.
Okay.
But now I want to talk about Rich Riley, 1999. 1998, 1999. Is it not true you sort of created the first toolbar? This is something people don't know about the CEO of Shazam.
So I went to Wharton undergrad, straight to Wall Street, and was an investment banker two blocks away at a firm called DLJ, and really thought I would spend my career in finance. And we were just starting to use the internet, so email was common, but not. We were still leaving lots of voicemails and things like that in 1999. And I had an idea on a plane one night, actually, around trying to organize usernames and passwords, because every site, every service wanted a different username, different password. And I asked my friend in the IT group at the investment bank, you know, what service will help me do this? And he said he didn't think there was one. And we were both kind of entrepreneurial at heart. And so with DLJ's blessing on the side, sort of working on how to solve that problem. And first thing we did was create a website called logmeon.com, which was the name of the company. And then figured out, wonder if we wanted to obsolete that. And at the time, no one had figured out how to make something persistent in a browser. And fortunately, my friend's younger brother is an incredibly talented coder, kind of a hacker, and figured out how to make that toolbar persistent in the browsers. And as soon as we figured that out, we immediately filed patents and then thought, this would be more powerful as part of a bigger platform than as a standalone company. And so we reached out to Yahoo, Excite, and Lycos, who were the big three internet giants of the time, and got calls back from Excite and Yahoo, and negotiated to sell the company to Jerry Yang, and I started there in 1999.
That's pretty exciting. Every time you see a browser, you know, a toolbar, you sort of pinch yourself and say, gosh,
that's our little contribution to society, yep.
That's great. You know, it's sort of a parallel path to, like, Jeff Bezos when he was at D.E. Shaw in finance, mm-hmm. and then he had this crazy idea for Amazon. You did sort of the same thing of creating value.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you're billions of people are there seeing. So then at Yahoo, you were there for 13 years at Yahoo as EVP of Americas. What did you learn personally about leadership philosophy while you were at Yahoo?
Yeah, so when I first went to Yahoo, I negotiated the sale to Jerry Yang personally, and he said...
That must have been some experience. How old were you?
25.
25 years old?
Yeah, it was crazy. And he said, well, we're impressed with how you've handled this, and why don't you come do deals for us? And so I was, I moved to San Francisco and started out doing corporate development for Yahoo, which was fun.
I want to just go back. Is there anything you learned as a 25-year-old in that meeting that's memorable to you that you carry on in terms of your philosophy on business?
Yes. So, two things. One, this was advice my dad gave me we were negotiating between two companies and with Yahoo, and my dad said, don't be greedy. And sort of especially with your first ever liquidity opportunity. And he said, whether you get X or 10X on this, if you get 0X, you're going to regret it forever. And it was really good advice. And I think, to me, it was an example of not always trying to push a deal to get the last little bit or being even perceived as being greedy. And so I think we played our hand really well, and that advice helped us do that. And the other part of that was I've always thought you want to be easy to do business with. And so whether it was the interactions we had with the Yahoo team and with Jerry, you know, a company like that doesn't have to do a deal like that. And I think part of it is, do they like you? Do they want to work with you? And those kind of things. And so from early on, it was like, I always want to be the easiest person to deal with and the most responsive and, you know, make this as pleasant as possible for both of us and make this a huge win for, in that case, Yahoo. And I think that served us really well.
And it sounds like it stayed with you to this day.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big sort of belief of mine that there's benefits to being easy to do business with.
And I cut you off when you were talking about Yahoo. Any specific lessons in your 13 years at Yahoo?
Yeah, so I went to Yahoo and was initially a deal maker, and there was still several years of dot-com boom left, and so it was almost too easy because you'd go do your thing and get back to your desk, and the stock was up 20 points every day. So you're like, well, we must be doing something right. This is great. And then I got to live through the dot-com bust. And that was pretty extreme for all my friends who had moved. Everybody had moved to San Francisco at that point. And companies were folding up. Business got... It was hard for the first time because the internet had been really, really easy for a while. And so, you know, for me, I learned a lot about... how hard it could be. I also... My instinct was... Yahoo needs me more than ever now. The last thing I'm going to do is leave them and just sort of be like, hey, oh, now it's hard, I'm out. And so, you know, I think you learn that business, there's good times and hard times, and it's all part of it. And sometimes it's driving through the hard times that's when you learn the most. And then the other really neat thing about Yahoo was every 18 months or so, they would just give me some huge new responsibility that would really keep me interested. And so I went from being a deal maker to being an operator and running and really building a small and medium business division where we hosted websites and provided email. And I had to learn about subscription services and payments and customer care centers and all kinds of things like that.
So you learned all of that. You fast forward to 2013. You come to Shazam. Founded in 1999, what was it like becoming the CEO of this great brand?
So it was wild. So when I left Yahoo, there was over 15,000 employees, so it had become a big company. And I reported to the CEO, and it was really a big enterprise. And it's pretty wild going to a company that has, you know, less than 100 employees. So I had a big brand, but it was a small company. And so that was a bit of culture shock, even if you don't recognize it as culture shock. As another CEO told me, you don't realize it, but when you've been somewhere 13 years, you become really good at working there. And you look at things through that lens, and you have to teach yourself to really adjust your lens when you go to the smaller place. And so so when I really wanted to go be a CEO and looked around, Shazam really caught my attention because of the brand. It was a mobile-first company, and this is right when most companies are really struggling with this, how do we convert to the mobile experiences from their legacy businesses. Shazam didn't have that problem. It was mobile from day one, and users loved it. And so my thinking was, with the brand and the user base and this mobile sort of platform, you know, let's go see where we can take this thing. And that's what I signed up to do.
We're speaking with Rich Riley, the CEO of Shazam. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear the behind the scenes of how Beat Shazam, the top TV show, came to be. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rich Riley, who is the CEO of Shazam. So let's hear about what happened with this great Beat Shazam TV show, where you get Jamie Foxx, who's actor, comedian, singer, dancer, like everything perfect.
Yeah, so we had companies from around the world approach us around Name That Tune TV concepts over the years, and it was always hard to know, you know, is this a serious group? Like, you know, a lot of entertainment projects get talked about and don't go anywhere. And when we got approached by a guy named Jeff Aploff, who had done several shows around music, based in L.A., he approached us. We started talking to him, and the next thing you know, Mark Burnett's involved. And when
if Mark Burnett's involved, it's a success.
There's probably no greater indicator of success for a TV Absolutely. Show than having Mark Burnett involved. And so when Mark Burnett flew here to meet me in this office in New York, that's when, you know, things got serious pretty quickly. And then Fox got involved, and it really came together really quickly. And so, you know, it's a modern day Name That Tune, and we had figured out a lot of the sort of gameplay and how it would work and how fun it would be to compete against Shazam. And then one of the really first things we had to do was go find a host. And Jamie Foxx was our first choice from day one, and it's, as Mark describes him, as a quadruple threat, because, you know, he's an accomplished actor, accomplished musician, he can sing, he can dance, he's a comedian. It's just amazing. And I have to say, watching us season one, we would at times tape three shows in a day, and it takes a while to tape a show that gets converted into, you know, the hour long format. And to watch the stamina that Jamie has to be witty, lead the show, between takes, turn around, entertain the 400 people in the audience, go back to the show, and do three of those in a day, and honestly not look any tireder at the end of it than at the beginning, was just unbelievable. And even the people I was watching the filming with, who that's all they do, say that that's incredibly rare to see that kind of talent, that kind of passion, and even that kind of audience interaction. So having Jamie as part of the show has just been fantastic.
And you're actually, if I understand, executive producer, right?
I'm one of the executive producers, along with Mark and Jeff and Jamie, and then one of our board members, Lauren Zelaznik, who was formerly with NBC and has a lot of TV experience, and then a lot of really understands Shazam. And so it's been a lot of fun. In fact, we'll be filming season two in December,
and congratulations
it'll be on next year.
So that's exciting. We're going to talk more about Shazam, but I want to take a break for 1 second. Surreptitiously, you and I met at an event on Chain a couple of weeks ago, and I thought all of a sudden I see you up on stage and say, wait, I'm interviewing him in 2 weeks, and it's wonderful what you're doing there. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Unchained is a charitable campaign focused on really increasing the awareness of modern slavery, and one of their partners is Geometry, which is an advertising agency. And since we work with them and other agencies to help brands deliver interactivity and deliver messages, we were approached about, why don't we apply our capabilities and platform towards helping a charitable cause. And we had done some various things over the years, but we really just launched our augmented reality capabilities earlier this year. And so this became the first chance for us to really use augmented reality to help a charitable cause. And The cause really resonated with our team. We're a very global team, very young team. Shazam has about 250 employees from over 30 nationalities, and so they just got really excited about it. And so we worked with them to have this amazing hummingbird sort of icon, and we could bring it to life so you could Shazam the invitation to this event, and the hummingbird flies around on your phone. And we're also able to make parts of the event itself interactive, and just a really fun way to apply our technology to making the world better.
Well, congratulations on that. Anyone who wants to find out more about that, you just go to gracefarms.org. Let's go back to Shazam, and I know you have a really interesting culture here. Everyone seems to be having fun, and there are some unique practices you have. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you do in building this whole excitement of the culture. And I do have to say, even the guy who checked me in downstairs in the bottom elevator, he was just, you're going to Shazam? What a great place!
Yeah, so we... So our internal sort of value statement is deliver magic together. And so
deliver magic. How did you come up with that?
So
I've never heard that one before.
Well, we've always talked about, so our users tell us they associate our product with magic. And you'll see quotes and user reviews, and they'll say, this is magic, this is sorcery, how does this work? And so it's a really high standard. And so, I studied business at Wharton, and I don't think in my marketing classes magic was one of the things
right.
that you even aspire to. It's very few companies can credibly use that word. But we think we can, and so we really embrace it. And we thought about, various value statements, and I don't know, most companies, if you look at their values, it's the same words that can be used by all companies. And as we worked through ours and thought what was unique about us, aspiring to deliver magic is really special, and then together. And that gets to one of the real parts of our culture is around being a team and teamwork, and really that nothing around here happens without the whole team pulling together. And so we have a very young, global, many people have a real passion for music and technology, and so it's a really fun group, and we do a lot to embrace that culture and make sure it is fun, whether it's having artists in the office continuously, whether it's having parties and all hands meetings and doing fun things together. We really do try to make it a really fun place for people to come every day.
And on Thursdays in New York?
Thursdays in New York are Whiskey Thursdays, and so that's just one of our traditions here is a way that this office likes to spend some quality time together. And each office is sort of empowered to come up with its own cultural events and in ways that they want to hang out.
So we've got 2 minutes left. What CEOs really want to understand is how to build digital communities. And you obviously have one of the biggest digital communities in the entire world, and it's an impassioned community.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret?
So one of the things that people really like about Shazam, and so we're one of the highest rated apps and user ratings in the world, so kind of 4.9 out of 5 stars, which
is
very,
amazing.
Very few, even to the most
and
popular
4.3
apps,
is great.
Most people would celebrate 4.3. Our guys are frustrated that we don't have the 5 instead of the 4.9 instead of the 5. And part of that, and one of the reasons users like Shazam is we really take it seriously of doing what we're supposed to do. So people want to open an app. They want it to open really fast. They don't want anything in their way, and they want it to work the way they want it to work. And so every day we try to make it faster and better, so we recognize more music in more challenging environments. And whenever we've tried to add new functionality at the expense of the core experience, users have reacted. And I think a lot of companies take their eye off that ball of, it's kind of like the you had one job kind of analogy of people expect Shazam to work fast every time and deliver that magic. And we keep trying to exceed their expectations on that and stay really, really focused on it.
Well, Rich, congratulations. We've been speaking with Rich Riley, the CEO of Shazam.
Thanks so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dr. Steve Klasko.
How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here, Robert. And Steve, you are the first president in recent history of both Jefferson University Hospital as well as the whole health system. Interesting health system, 193 years old, and did something that no one else in America did. Talk about what the health system is.
Yeah, so before me, we had Thomas Jefferson University, which is one of the oldest health science universities, and we had Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, and we had Jefferson Health System. Three different CEOs, three different presidents. We did a lot of beating each other up, and the board decided, let's have one person, because it's hard to beat yourself up. So Jefferson Medical College was the first medical college in the country that thought seeing humans might be important. Before us, you would do all your
research. And this is 193 years ago.
It was started by a grandson of a Civil War general, Dr. McClellan, who said, you know, I think seeing humans might have something to do with being a doctor. So before us, you would do all your research in academics, and then you get your MD and you would practice on patients. That's where the thing starting my practice started from. He decided, no, I think seeing humans is important. What's interesting about it is we've kept that for 193 years. Jefferson started the first Jefferson Scale of Empathy in doctors, the first Center for Interprofessional Education. So we've really kept that sort of human approach, and Dr. McClellan would be happy to be looking down and saying, yep, you know, of the 3,000 or so different entities, you guys have kept that approach.
And now you're a large entity with 13 hospitals, over $5 billion revenue, 30,000 employees, 6,000 physicians. And we're going to talk later about healthcare in America. And by the way, everyone listening in, don't leave, because these are incredible insights with a positive outcome. But let's talk about what you're doing uniquely in the health system.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We've quadrupled in size. We're the fastest growing academic medical center in the country, and we've done it without writing a check. And it's been both on the university side, where I'm president, and on the CEO of the health system side. So the first thing we've done is we've taken almost the opposite approach of most academic medical centers. You know academic medical centers, and if any of you are on the boards of academic medical centers, you talk about the hub and spoke approach, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take over this community hospital, and there'll be a spoke, and we'll be the hub so they can send more patients down to the big city. One of the things I realized, nobody likes being a spoke. So we created the hub and hub model. And or as my board calls it, the hubba hubba model. Where we said, no, you know, everything else in consumer world is going out to where people are. So what if we went from Blockbuster to Netflix? What if instead of joining my competitor and you were spoke to their hub, what if I made you a hub and brought care closer to where the patients are? And that's taken off like wildfire. And we did it all with governance as currency. Everybody gets the same amount of board members. No reserve powers, no checks, no capital commitments. But Jefferson is now one-fifth of our board. So it took some real heroism on our board's part.
Well, that is an interesting model, and most CEOs are actually on a healthcare board. But you mentioned this thing about from Blockbuster to Netflix. It sounds interesting, but I don't really understand it.
So it's real. So, I mean, if you think about, you know, if you read Hastings' book, you know, it was, I did this because I got tired of paying late fees. But what it really was is recognizing that the product was never the store. The product was the entertainment. If I can get the entertainment out to a mailbox, that's better. Two ways to go to your mailbox, I'll put it on your TV. Pretty soon we'll be two ways to turn on our TV and we'll have a little Netflix chip in our brain. I recognize that Jefferson's product is not our big academic hospital down on 10th and Walnut. Jefferson's product is the care and caring that our doctors and nurses give. And in the world that we're moving to, getting that closer to where people are is going to be better. So at the end of the day, I spent some time at Apple in the year 2000 when Steve Jobs recognized, and the secret of Apple is in the year 2000, Steve Jobs recognized his industry is going through a once-in-a-lifetime change from a computer industry to a digital lifestyle. Healthcare is going through a once-in-a-lifetime change from a hospital company to a consumer health entity. We decided to go all in as a consumer health entity. What it meant? Stop any new investments in beds because we're going to need less beds, and make a $25 million investment in telehealth. But not telehealth for telehealth's sake. Telehealth so people could use that as one of the modalities that gets care out to where people are. Let me give you a real-life example. We have one of the largest neurosurgery networks in the country, stroke networks. We literally send people home that used to have to come drive 3 hours for a post-op check, then spend $35 to park, wait 30 minutes in the waiting room, see the doctor for 10 minutes, and go drive 3 hours back. We send them home with a robot and do most of those, or a lot of those, through telehealth. They've saved 8 hours. My chair of neurosurgery can do that between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m., and they're getting better care.
Just describe exactly what telehealth is.
Okay. So, unfortunately, telehealth has been commoditized because there are companies that say, we'll bring telehealth to your hospital. I mean, there's a lot of them. There's American Well, there's MD Live, there's Teladoc, and that'll be some generic doc that will be able to answer your patient's questions at the end of the day. We've looked at telehealth as a modality. We call it healthcare with no address, not telehealth. And what that means is that if a patient calls and says, you know, I think I have to go to the emergency room because I have X, we might decide that's better to be one of our 19 urgent care centers. We might decide we can take care of that through telehealth and get them whatever drug they need at their 24-hour CVS or Walgreens. Or we might decide that we can see them tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and make that appointment for them. We've been able to get 73% of our non-ambulance patients that would have come to our expensive ED and wait for 5 hours and get more fragmented care to be cared for closer to home with better care.
So you're lowering cost, increasing access, and improving clinical outcomes.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Right. And by the way, it's actually part of the Medicaid problem. When somebody gets a Medicaid expansion states, almost everyone has been 30% more expensive with worse outcomes. Why? I'll tell you why. Because what they get is they get a Medicaid card. They get this almost indecipherable sort of, here's how you handle it. They call the first doctor, I just had a problem. I'm sorry, I don't take Medicaid. They call the second doctor, I don't take Medicaid. They end up in an expensive emergency room, costs 4 or 5 times more than it would for you with worse care. What we're doing with our virtual triage is once you get that new insurance card, we match you. It might be a nurse practitioner, but we can look at our vast network and say, here's who you should see. It's healthcare finally joining the consumer revolution. I react to the word telehealth because, as John Scully said, stop talking about telehealth. We don't talk about telebanking.
Exactly.
The banking become, you don't go in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to go telebank. I'm going to go bank. I'm going to deposit this. I'm going to do that. It's just that 90% of that used to require you getting in your car, waiting for a teller. Now 90% of it is done at home. The same thing will happen with health. So if we stop talking about telehealth and start talking about healthcare needs to join the consumer revolution, that's what Jefferson has built its 193-year-old new what's happening for the next 10 years.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Steve Klasko, who is the CEO and the leader of not only the hospital, but the entire Jefferson Health System.
And the university.
And the university. And you painted right now a model of a different type of system and what systems could do to have higher clinical outcomes, less cost, not invest money, and grow significantly.
Yeah. Can I give you one example?
Okay, but what I'm about to tell you is right after this, I'm going to ask him. He has solutions to the future of healthcare. And we've only 2 minutes left, so we'll do that after the break.
So on the university side, we merged with one of the top 10 design universities in the country. So why would 193-year-old university, health science university, that's all we did for 193 years old, merged with something that used to be called the Philadelphia College of Textiles and Sciences, is now one of the top 10 design, architecture, and sustainable environment. It's because the future of healthcare is at home. The future of healthcare is the design of the human experience. The future of healthcare is once IBM Watson and Google Brain is doing a lot of the technical work, how do we literally create a healthier community? And bringing these design experts, whether it's wearable, or how do we create offices so that patients have the best experience, is really where I see the future of healthcare. So now, Thomas Jefferson University has two campuses, the downtown, what had been the Health Sciences University campus, and 104-acre East Falls campus that is all about design and architecture, both Thomas Jefferson University.
Okay. We are, when we come back, we're going to talk about the future of healthcare. What is the website for Thomas Jefferson University Health?
It's jefferson.edu.
Jefferson.edu. And if there's one thing, you have 30 seconds, one bit of advice to CEOs on how they can improve healthcare in their organization, what would that be?
I would say think about yourself as a patient and say, boy, I would never want to go through this. And what I would do is spend a day in your place with a camera at your body level and look at what's actually happening with you as a patient. I had a chance to do that as an undercover boss, and I can tell you about that.
Oh, that sounds exciting. We are taking a break now. When we come back, we're going to hear about the future of healthcare. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Dr. Steve Klasko and the leader of Jefferson Health. And you have 8 minutes now, and I've been wowed from your TED Talks to all of your insights on the future of healthcare. You are the one person who paints a really positive model about how great healthcare can be. Talk through it. You have a CEO audience.
So, first of all, what has to happen is, I believe, you know, it's like anything else. When you have a hurricane and you rebuild, then everything looks a little brighter. So I have a very optimistic future of healthcare, partly because the Democrats haven't figured it out and the Republicans haven't figured it out. So the first thing I'll say in 30 seconds is that at the end of the day, back 50 years ago, Bill Kissick talked about an iron triangle of cost, access, quality. He said if anybody ever tells you that they're going to increase access, increase quality, and decrease cost without disrupting the system, and it's going to be painful, they're lying. Think about President Obama, I'm going to increase access, increase quality, decrease cost, and it's not going to be painful. President Trump, it's going to be huge, terrific, awesome, and beautiful, but what he meant is we're going to increase access, increase quality, and decrease cost. So the fact is we have to fundamentally disrupt the system. And there's a great quote from Buckminster Fuller that I use all the time, which is, if you want to change something, don't change the existing reality, create a new model that makes the old one obsolete. Or I think Mike Tyson put it a different way, everybody has a plan until they get punched,
punched in the mouth.
Right. So we're getting punched in the mouth. So here's what has to happen. The first thing is that healthcare has to join the consumer revolution. Okay, it's just ridiculous that the day after Thanksgiving, I can be in my pajamas watching Game of Thrones and do all my holiday shopping. But if I have a stomach ache, I'm still getting on the phone, waiting for 11 options, so I can get an appointment next Wednesday. So, again, at Jefferson, we are looking at everything that doesn't make sense from a consumer point of view, and we're fixing it. I'll give you a real-life situation with me as a patient. I had emergency lung surgery the day before Father's Day. I had three kids coming down. All they knew was that I had emergency lung surgery. We started something with a software company called Virtual Rounds. We have an NCI Cancer Center. Today, Robert, if you have a mom or dad in an NCI Cancer Center, you're in Denver, your sister's in Miami, you're still calling your mom and saying, what did the doctor say? And she's saying, I don't know, he came in at 5:30 in the morning with six young people who look like they just got out of high school. You know, we now have a thing where we send software to your brother and sister. They're part of Rounds. So here I was, 5 minutes out of anesthesia with my doctor, my three kids on iPads, and the doctor telling my kids that I'm going to be okay. Now, the problem is all three of them said that I offered them a car, so it's my wife should go right after anesthesia. So the future is this. One is that healthcare joins the consumer revolution, mm-hmm. and anybody that doesn't do it ends up like Macy's, Sears, and Penny's when they ignore Amazon. The second thing is that hospital CEOs are really starting to be incentivized not just for what happens when they get into their hospital, but what happens in the city, at least nonprofit CEOs, that they're able to serve. There are cities like Philadelphia that have the highest discrepancy in life expectancy mm-hmm. of any city in the country based on zip code, but have six or seven academic medical centers. And it's partly because if you're on a hospital board, anybody in your audience, you have all these things that you talk about in your board around quality, safety, community engagement, and diversity, but your hospital CEO is probably incentivized based on hospital census, EBITDA, and what happens when they come in. So we have to recognize that there's going to be an augmented intelligence entity next to me that's much better than me than memorizing organic chemistry formulas and start to select and educate humans to be more human and not more like robots.
And you told me once, what's the question? Like, you say someone will be more like robots, and you're like, if you are, then you shouldn't be a doctor.
Yeah, so there's two quotes I use in every one of my talks. Technology will replace 80% of what doctors do, and when there's and then the next quote is, any doctor that can be replaced by a computer should be. So at the end of the day, both of those are true. The fourth thing is that we have to start getting real about technical and teamwork competence. I'm a pilot. Every 2 years, I have to get my technical and teamwork competence assessed. The last time that I got my surgical competence assessed, and I don't care where you are in the audience, that's true of every surgeon in your hospital, was 32 years ago.
Mm.
The way I get recertified by the American Board of OBGYN, I fill out a multiple choice test every year. So the level of comfort that you have for a 64-year-old that I'm still okay is, you know, I picked up a number 2 lead pencil and didn't go too far outside the lines. You could also objectively say you're safer flying with me than being operated on by me. So that's the next thing. The fifth thing is we have to recognize that we have a dollar to pay for a dollar and a quarter worth of stuff. We can call it volume to value or whatever we want, but we got to get serious about it and stop blaming everybody that isn't us. And we got to recognize that the Democrats' answer to this point has just been, we'll give everybody a quarter, and the Republicans' answer has been, we'll just cut 20% of the people out. To really, really go from a dollar quarter to a dollar, A, we have to get rid of the scourge of OPM, other people's money. Right? If it's other people's money, if you give your son or daughter a credit card with $50,000 limit and say, hold it $200, they won't do it. You give them a debit card at $200. So here's the story. There's no system in the market, and most of the people in your audience are CEOs running businesses, where the person that pays for the service, the person that provides the service, and the person that gets the service never talk to each other. The person that pays for the service, the employer, is talking to this blob called the insurers. The person that gets the service is talking to this blob calling service, insurers, and the person that provides the service. So literally, at the end of the day, you have this middle thing in the middle. That's one. The second thing is, when Senator Sanders says there's no civilized country in the world that doesn't make health care right, there's no civilized country in the world that doesn't allow you to negotiate with pharma like CMS can't negotiate with pharma. There's no civilized country in the world that makes health care right that doesn't pay their dermatologist 7 or 8 times more to take out a mole than they take their...
So what's the solution to that?
Well, so solutions to all these things are to... It's like anything else. Once you recognize you have a problem, it's no different than Alcoholics Anonymous. The first thing is recognizing you have a problem, and then you start to fix it. Each one of those things has a solution.
So let's go in. We have 2 minutes left. What are the actual steps that people should take, that CEOs should take, to move into a new healthcare system?
The first thing is, if you're on the board or you're part of a hospice, you need, in essence, a person in your senior management that's not an MHA, that is literally a consumer, that is telling you, I don't understand why you're not doing this, because most of those things are doable. So the first thing you need to do is start to look at yourself and say, are we really providing the best consumer health? That's number one. Number two, I believe you need to look at true partnerships with insurers at a very different level. And if an insurer won't do it, then start to work with a different insurer. And what I mean by that is, don't just talk about going from volume to value. The example I gave in telehealth, it should be, if I can provide 75% of my care outside of my expensive and efficient ED, and it's less expensive and it's better outcomes, let's split that. There's a lot of money in there when you start to do that.
You have 1 minute left.
Okay, the third thing is, we have to recognize that disparities are the scourge of this country. And if you're a hospital CEO or you're on the board, then we have to recognize that part of your job is to look around you and make sure that the people around you are actually getting the care they need, whether they come to your hospital or not. And the last thing is, we have to recognize that the whole workforce in healthcare needs to change in a world that we have iPhones and IBM Watsons and Google Brains.
And there you have it, everyone. Healthcare going back to consumerism. You've heard it from Dr. Steve Klasko. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert. It was a lot of fun.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.